USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising gas prices are causing some states to take action. Drivers in New York will be seeing some relief starting today, with the gas tax holiday in the state now in effect. New York joins Connecticut, Georgia, Florida, and Maryland in an attempt to help drivers deal with record-high prices at the pump. This woman telling CNN she's altering her summer plans due to the high gas prices.
I certainly have rethought some of my summer plans, both in flying and in driving. You know, I won't do quick trips down to Florida to see family and stuff in the car.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.67 a gallon. The Buffalo supermarket gunman was charged with domestic terrorism and 10 other charges of first-degree murder, among other charges, by a county grand jury. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Americans keep quitting their jobs in large numbers. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says 4.4 million workers quit or changed their jobs in April. Meantime, there are 11.4 million job openings across the United States. That number comes ahead of the May jobs report that will be released by the federal government on Friday. A jury has reached a verdict in the case between actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, finding Heard liable for defamation.
As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
The $5 million, on top of an additional $10 million, was awarded to Depp after they found that Heard acted with actual malice in an op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post in late 2018. The jury did agree with parts of Heard's countersuit and awarded her $2 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hosting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the State Department Wednesday. Among the topics discussed is Finland and Sweden's efforts to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Secretary Blinken praises the two countries' decision to join NATO.
Both countries are more than qualified to become full members of the alliance as soon as possible. By joining NATO, they will strengthen NATO. We look forward to quickly bringing them into the strongest defensive alliance in history.
Turkey is currently opposing Finland and Sweden's membership in NATO, accusing the two countries of being safe havens for Kurdish militants. A country's admission into NATO requires unanimous consent from all 30 members of the alliance. China's lifting Shanghai's COVID lockdown.
Traffic, pedestrians, and joggers reappeared on the streets of Shanghai on Wednesday as China's largest city began returning to normalcy amid the easing of a strict two-month COVID-19 lockdown and thanking citizens for their support. While defending President Xi's hardline zero-COVID policy, the country's leadership appears to acknowledge the public backlash against the strict measures. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Alerts about missing children are coming to Instagram. The social media app will feature Amber Alerts, which include things like a photo and description of a child who has gone missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.